You're listening to Seeking Office, the Vancouver Municipal Election Podcast.
Yeah, it's for radio station down there.
No, but what is the election for?
Oh, it's for our local government in Vancouver. All the municipalities in BC have elections at the same time, so all the cities.
This past Monday, October 15th, CITR's News Collective spoke with students at UBC's Point Grey campus about Vancouver's 2018 municipal election.
My name's Catherine. I am 21, and I'm in my fourth year.
And, do you plan on voting in the election on Saturday?
Yeah, I will be voting.
I'm in my first year.
So it'll be your first time voting?
Yeah, quite excited.
Yeah, I'm Alex. I'm 20.
All right, and have you voted in an election before?
No, this is my first time.
Most of the students we talked to were young, in their late teens or early 20s, meaning this will be their first time voting in a municipal election. We asked them to list some of the issues that mattered most to them.
So what are those issues that are the most important for you in the election?
I guess as a student, like housing, all your income is going to your rent pretty much.
Reducing or like even freezing rent. If there are sustainable ways to do that, which don't damage the economy.
The only one that I've considered as of right now is that I want the rapid transit to extend all the way out to UBC.
The first one that comes to mind for me, and probably the most important, I know for a lot of people as well, would be housing costs and really rental. As a student, it's very difficult really finding a place that is affordable.
While most students didn't yet know who they were going to vote for, affordability and transit were among two of the top issues. But with less than a week until October 20th, we were curious how students plan to get informed fast in this particularly confusing election.
I've just been looking at what clubs on campus, like who they've been advocating for and why. And so I follow like UBC Social Justice Center on social media and stuff, and they do a really good job of talking to candidates. Like for the school board, they're advocating for Diane Day, I think.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of adverts and stuff like that, but I think I'm going to try and go in from an unbiased point of view. So I'm really going to look at all the platforms and really try and see what directly affects our community. I'll probably go on the Vancouver website. I might also consult with like family members and stuff like that, but keep an open mind because they can tend to have their own pre-formed opinions. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
In addition to voting in the 2018 Vancouver municipal election, UBC students are also running for office. Two students, Tak Bandal and Abubakar Khan, are seeking election to Vancouver City Council as independent candidates. We spoke with each of them about why they chose to run in this election and what they're hoping to do for Vancouver if elected to council.
My name is Sukhbir Kaur Bandal in Punjabi and Tak Bandal in Canadian English, and I'm running as an independent for Vancouver City Council.
And what issues inspired you to run for City Council?
Well, obviously, affordable housing is the number one issue, I think, on everybody's mind. Also, the report released by the BCCLA, the BC Civil Liberties Association, and the UBCIC, the Union of British Columbian Indian Chiefs, I believe, on police carding of Indigenous and people of color communities by the Vancouver Police Department. That was released earlier this summer, and that was also a big push for me to get involved into municipal politics and to increase the intersectional representation of multiple histories and communities in Vancouver at City Hall.
And why did you choose to run as an independent instead of as a party, especially considering you haven't run for City Council before and there are so many candidates running this year?
Yeah, great question. So as an independent, I can kind of stand on my own two feet. If I'm elected to council, I won't have to vote across party lines, which tends to happen. If you look at the history of motions presented and passed at City Hall. So control over my messaging and my campaign and my decision making was a main driver. And also I noticed when I have been out canvassing that having a political party orientation definitely biases a lot of voters either for you or against you, most of the time against you. So as an independent, I kind of sidestep that bias and get people to listen to my ideas on policy and practice based on my values and principles rather than the history of a political party.
Oh, so you found it to be a great way to develop your own independent voice, especially mm-hmm. since this election focuses on a lot of very pressing issues, I can see, such as affordability, for example, as you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly.
And what message do you have to other UBC students, particularly those who are not exactly sure of why they should care about the municipal election this year?
Yeah, great question. So a few reasons, the first of which is affordable housing. So mm-hmm. I believe that students should only be spending 1/3 of their income on rent. Basement seats can't be the only option for folks close to campus. So I want to increase housing affordability and supply close to UBC campus. So increase the number of non-market rentals, consider what the future of the golf courses and the endowment lands will be, and also support a healthy relationship between the city and UBC. So affordable housing is one. The other is that of the 10 busiest bus routes in the city of Vancouver, 7 of them go to UBC. So I support the SkyTrain to UBC, and I support increasing transit ridership and sustainable forms of transportation to and from campus. And then finally, a lot of students are obviously young folks. We have a really bright future ahead of us. I'm a UBC student myself at the Social Justice Institute. And one pillar of my campaign has been promoting the health of the earth, which is really important for our future. So I'd like to implement feasible municipal policies to contribute to zero waste practices and to support a decrease in dependence on burning carbon. And that's something that UBC has already been showing leadership on. So I'd like to take that model that's happening on campus and bring it to the larger city.
So to finish off, based on your work and life experience so far, why do you think that you're the best candidate to be able to relate to and represent people appropriately in this city?
Mm-hmm, for sure. So I'm a Sikh Punjabi woman of color. If elected, I'll be the first South Asian woman ever elected to Vancouver City Council, despite multiple histories and realities of South Asian and other diverse communities in Canada since the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. So that's one point. And the other is that I've worked in health research and in nonprofits in Canada for the last 7 years. I also work at the Soap Dispensary and Kitchen Staples on Main Street, so I'm familiar with the demands and pressures on small businesses. And what I've learned through this sharp learning curve in municipal politics is that the role of a councillor at City Hall is essentially the role of a researcher. So every 2 weeks, council is given pretty much a 5-inch thick binder of reports, of policies, of other documents that will help make decisions. And the job of councillors are to work as a team, read through all those documents, and then make informed decisions that support all the communities that live in Vancouver. So my professional and personal experience definitely have prepared me to do that job.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, Abubakar, please give us a little background about yourself.
Well, let's see, where does it begin? So for myself, I was born in the States. My family came here in 1912. I'm fifth generation Canadian. Went to 12 different schools, and that's the biggest thing in my life has always been being uncomfortable and being in different echo chambers, different groups, and connecting them. So I'd say that's the best way to describe myself, a connector.
What inspired you to run for city council?
Honestly, I had no other option. So I did, the thing was, I followed that clear-cut route. You know what, how do you go and start making a difference? Go and get in the nonprofit sector work on charities, go and engage with your local politicians. I sat on youth boards for members of parliament. I sat on youth boards of the city in the Vancouver City Council as well. I'd have coffee with these people. I would work on papers. I did all of that. And after a while, I realized that, you know what? Am I just here so that they can tick a box saying that they engage with a millennial? So for myself, it was things weren't changing. So if I just stayed and I kept complaining, or if I just observed, again, I felt that that wasn't the way forward. So that led me to it's time to actually go and run for city council.
So we have a lot of older people that are probably wondering, do you even have enough work-life experience to be able to relate to and represent people appropriately in the city? Are very young.
Yes. So the thing I've also realized as well is that if age is a determining factor in regards to politics, then I guess I'll have to wait 16 years and just watch on the sideline till I'm allowed to go and get into politics. And I think that's a misconception. It's that, you know what, we have to get engaged as soon as possible. So now people that are saying in regards to work-life experiences, I've created 3 nonprofits, I've created 2 charities, I've worked in that sector, I've worked on massive initiatives. We opened the mosque as a homeless shelter in 2016, connected different community groups, connecting different faith groups, connecting different organizations. That's what I do. So again, if it's about experience in regards to how politics has been run, I don't want that experience. I think people are tired of the way politics has been done. So for myself, it's coming out as an outsider, also understanding the system. I understand. I have a lot of friends that are staff at the city hall as well. So I'm not going in and saying, I'm going to go and change stuff. No, it's being realistic, understanding what I can and cannot do, but also realizing that people don't want to do things the same way anymore. People don't want a politician there that's promising them all of this great stuff. I'm going to end homelessness right away. And, you know, I'm going to make sure you don't have to pay any taxes and saying this stuff. And once they get into office, there's just no follow-up. So they're over-promising and under-delivering. And so I think that because there's now a lack of trust, and because the current climate has changed immensely, and because millennials are realizing, hey, we have a lot of skin in the game. We're not here for the next 4 years. We're here for the next 40 to 50 years. Because of all of these, I think that's the best way to answer that question.
Why did you choose to run as an independent instead of with a party, especially considering you have not run for city council before and there are so many candidates running this year?
The party system in municipal elections, for me, it just doesn't make much sense. I think, again, parties, they divide rather than unite people. So it's, you know what, you're with this party, I can't work with you. And I think that bickering is something that we just don't have time for. We have an affordability crisis. We have a mental health crisis. If we're going to be focused on what side of the spectrum you're on, then does that really move us forward? So for myself, as I said earlier, connecting is crucial. So being an independent, I don't have any party ties. I can sit down with Greens. I can sit down with NPA. I can sit down with COPE. It doesn't matter. And I have been doing that. I've connected with all the different parties. So being an independent has allowed me to do that. And also because the campaign finance rules as well, it's much easier to be an independent, right? Now it's tough for parties to raise capital. Also, there's no baggage. I did not do any, but if I was with a party and I had been greenlit by 2 parties, then I would have to spend most of my time just explaining why they made a decision 10 years ago that I had nothing to do with. So because of that, I decided again. Also, people like independence now. They really do. People are tired of the parties. If you look at the recent polls, 50% of people are saying they're going to vote for independence. So that's that shift that's already occurring. The rest of Canada doesn't have party politics in the municipal elections. So I think it's starting to shift now here as well.
All right. What messages do you have to other UBC students, particularly those who are unsure of why they should care about municipal elections?
Honestly, there's not many people that really do vote in municipal elections, right? I think last election, there's 43% mm-hmm. voter turnout, which was a lot. The thing is that, you know what, we go, and I remember when Trudeau was running and UBC was just packed, lines all down the stairs, everybody was going to go vote. But what I realized is that federal and provincial politics, they don't really affect your day-to-day life much, if at all. Whereas municipal politics, the running joke is that every time you flush your toilet, you're dealing with your municipal government. So I think that's the thing is that, you know what, you're talking about affordability, which is affecting students that goes through the municipal government. you're talking about the mental health crisis as well. The civic politics, the municipal government is the one that's a big, it can push a lot of stuff forward. You want funding for a creative project. That's, I mean, your municipal government can help with that. So I think that we have to get engaged with our city. That's crucial. So if we start doing that, we'll start being able to shift things in a positive direction. Provincial and federal, we always go out and vote. It's easier, but we have to get engaged on this level first and foremost. So I say to everybody, you got to go and vote. You have a lot riding on this, and many people don't exercise that right.
Thank you for your time, Abubakar. This has been a good interview.
Likewise, my man. Pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Interviewing done by Adeline Pang, Guillermo Rosales, Ryan Patrick Jones, and Alex DeBoer. Editing by Andy Laidman and Alex DeBoer. Seeking Office is brought to you by CITR's News Collective and produced by Alex DeBoer. Our theme music is by Artem Bemba. Thank you for listening.